Update: Police say only two people in Paul Pelosi's residence at time of assault. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 29, 2022. Update: San Francisco police have clarified to NBC News that no third person was in the home on the night of the attack on Paul Pelosi. The original article on this misunderstanding of unclear language from authorities is visible below. An unidentified person led law enforcement into Paul Pelosi's home the morning an intruder broke in and attacked Pelosi with a hammer, according to San Francisco Police Department Chief Bill Scott. Scott explained that when law enforcement arrived at the Pelosi residence, the door was opened by someone inside, but he did not provide the identity of the person who opened the door. So when the officers arrived and knocked on the front door of the residence this morning, the door was opened by someone inside, Scott said. And the officers observed through the open door Mr. Pelosi and the suspect, Mr. DePop, inside the entryway of the home. DePop forced entry into a rear door at the back of Pelosi's home, Scott added. The officers ordered Pelosi and DePop to drop the hammer and seemingly stood by as DePop attacked Pelosi, waiting until DePop violently assaulted Pelosi before disarming the suspect. Scott said. At this time, the officers remained outside of the threshold of the home. And they observed Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePop, each with one hand on a single hammer. It was one hammer that the officers observed. Officers, while still outside of the doorway threshold, gave commands to both men to drop the hammer. Mr. DePop immediately pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently attacked him with the hammer. The officers immediately entered, tackled the suspect, disarmed him, then took the hammer away from him and took the suspect, Mr. DePop, into custody. Scott also said DePop's motive is still being determined. However, DePop reportedly posted conspiracy theories about America's elite-slash-ruling class on his WordPress blog and Facebook page. Democrats used the opportunity to link DePop's attack on Pelosi to MAGA extremists. For example, President Joe Biden reportedly blamed the attack on Republicans after reports that DePop chanted "Where's Nancy?" as he entered the Pelosi residence. However, symbols surrounding the home where DePop reportedly lives show signs of support for left-leaning political causes, such as a handwritten Black Lives Matter poster, a sign that reads "Berkeley stands united against hate," and several stickers criticizing capitalism and conservatives. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.